While Peleus and Thetis were celebrating their marriage, to which all the gods of Olympus had been invited, Eris, the goddess of discord, became infuriated at being the only one to have been omitted from the guest list. The revenge that she took was to have devastating consequences for the whole of the Hellenic world. Furtively, and with cunning, she tossed a golden apple bearing the words, "For the fairest," into the middle of the hall. And this immediately caused an argument. Athena, Hera, and Aphrodite each claimed the precious trifle for herself. But none of the gods wished to take on the dangerous task of deciding which of them deserved it. The question was a thorny one, and Zeus, in his wisdom, declared that the choice should be made by a mortal. He ordered Hermes to accompany the three beauties of Olympus to Mount Ida in Troas, where Paris, still unaware that he was the son of King Priam, was tending his flocks. On the appearance of the glowing deities, the young man was seized by sacred dread, but Hermes, the arch-deceiver, persuaded him that he had nothing to fear. He looked at and listened to the goddesses, and awarded the trophy according to his own judgment. In addition to the arguments of their own beauty, each of the immortals tempted the young man with seductive promises. Hera offered him sovereignty over the whole of Asia. Athena, wisdom and success on the battlefield. Aphrodite, who knew men, promised him the love of Helen, considered the most beautiful of mortal women. Without even reflecting, Paris handed the apple and the victory to Aphrodite, who assured him of her benevolence. Athena and Hera retired with wounded pride, swearing their undying hatred of the judge and all his people.